Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice on my little mic. I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy like myself. I've been in therapy since October of 2017, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Whew, that's a mouthful, y'all. Today's episode is going to be about how, you know, how everybody says the narcissist is different in public and at home. The survivor, victim of narcissistic abuse is also going to be different out in public and out and at home as well. First of all, let me shout out the webinar we're having, the live Zoom webinar that we're having on April 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time called Overcoming How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. The link is going to be in the comment section. Six panelists, two self-aware narcissists, four survivors, two therapists, psychologists, whatever. The link is in the bio for that one. So here we go. So, like I said in the beginning, everybody says that the narcissist is going to be different out in public and at home. Yes, because the narcissist has an image to uphold. Like, as a narcissistic person, reputation means everything. Like, we want to protect our reputation and image at all costs. Like, literally at all costs. Like, whatever it takes to make people think I'm a good person, I'm going to do it, says the narcissistic person in your life. Typically, because, you know, and narcissists know that they are doing you wrong. I've covered that in multiple videos. Narcissists know 100% that they know that they are doing you wrong, which is why they want you to hide the things that they do, hide the things that they put you through, hide all of that jazz. You know why? Because they know it's wrong. Why? If it's not wrong, why hide it? Why hide the cheating and the beatings and the whatever is going on in the household? Why hide it? If you're so proud of it, why hide the things you're proud of? You see how that works? Because they're not proud of it. You see how that works right there. So if you're dealing with a narcissist, toxic person or whatnot, also understand that the victim or the survivor, whatever state you're in, or the thriver, whatever state you're in, you know, whatever stage you're in this journey of narcissistic abuse and healing, you are also going to be different out in public and at home as well. Because a lot of times when I'm doing my Zoom one-on-ones, I'm talking to like literally millionaire men and women. Like literally super, like literally well off people that are strong CEOs of businesses, doctors, psychologists, therapists. I'm talking to from every walk of life. I've talked to people over Zoom. I have, you know, and it's very, very interesting that I talk to a lot of people in high positions in life that manage a lot of people that own businesses and have employees and tell people what to do and things like that. And there are superstars out in public and at work and things like that. But when they go home to that narcissistic household, they are completely different people. It's like they give up their identities to be with this narcissistic person. Because I guess on the outside world, you have everything that you're looking for. You have the success and whatnot. You have the dream. Most people, I mean, some people, not most. Some people, you have the success. You have the dream job. You have, you know, you started your business and whatnot. You're becoming marginally successful at that. You have everything that you want. The only thing missing in your life is a significant other to share it with, right? So you go home to this significant other, and you become a totally different person to acquiesce to their existence. You become a totally different person to make their existence easier, to try to make that person happy, to try to please that person. You're at work telling so many people what to do. You're at work, you're on a job, you mean managing employees, like making $1 million deals, you know, negotiating contracts, not budging. So you set a boundary at work, at a number that you need to hit, you don't budge off that number. Like, if this is not the number we hit, we're not going forward. I'm taking the deal off the table. But at home, it's the other way around. You give up all of your power at home. Why? Why is that? Why is this one person at home so much more valuable than everybody else out there in public? Why are you a different person in public than at home? Why are you allowing this one person to dictate your existence at home, but out in public, you're a superstar, you're a CEO, You know, you're a power, strong man or woman or non-binary person. You're super, you're superhuman. People look up to you. People idolize you and things like that. Sometimes you're a celebrity. I've talked to some celebrities as well, one-on-ones. I can't divulge that because I keep everything secret. but you're a celebrity. You have status. You have, you know, you have money. You have everything that you want. But you're a victim of narcissistic abuse. Nobody could tell. You look happy in the pictures and things that you take. You're a superstar out in life for real. And then you go home and you're nothing. Because you give so much of your power up to a narcissist. Why? Because narcissistic people condition you to think that you're not as valuable. You're not as powerful as you think you are. You know you're not as smart as you think you are, right? I know you're a college, university level professor at a highly esteemed university. But you know what? You're not as smart as you think you are. They give anybody those jobs. You know, if you're a woman, then they'll say it's because of, you know, affirmative action. You know, women's rights, right? You know, feminism, right?
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
You got to get the women the jobs and stuff like that. That's the only reason you got that job, because there are a lot more men qualified than you. You know what I mean? They'll say stuff like that to you, because some narcissists are also misogynists. Not even closet misogynists, like super misogynistic out in real life. You know, they saw these red pill podcasts and things like that. But you see, like I said, you're not the only person that changes. I mean, the narcissist is not the only person that changes, because the narcissist exudes that power existence sometimes out there in the real world and comes back home and is terrible to you. It's terrible to the wife and the kids or the husband and the kids or whoever's at home waiting on them. They're terrible to that, because narcissists are trying to hold up a reputation out in public, while you, the survivor victim, it seems like you're trying to hold a reputation up at home. Like you're trying to get through and make somebody love you. Everybody else in the world appreciates you and love you, right? Everybody, a lot of people out here in the world appreciate, love you, value you. You know, your opinion means the world to them. But at home, your opinion doesn't mean shit. Nobody cares about your opinion at home, do they? You can't get a word in. Nobody cares about your feelings at home, right? At work, people are always asking how you feel. Hey, how you doing? How you doing, boss? Hey, how you doing? How you doing, friend? How you doing, coworker? Things like that. People are always asking about you. But at home, nobody cares about how you feeling, right? Your feelings get invalidated because you've given up so much of your time, effort, energy, and power to this one person. Why? Why is that? Because you get into these relationships with narcissistic people, and they condition you to accept less. They condition you to come home and make you feel like less. Like that home bubble, that home zone is your weak zone. It's like your weak place. Like you go home and you nobody. You go, you soon as you step out that door though, you turn into a different person. You turn into their boss again. Sooner or later, your life has to equal out, or it's going to start to bleed over into your work or into your whatever you do for a living. Your business is going to start bleed over into your business, because you're not happy at home. It's going to bleed into your business. You're going to start losing deals. You're going to start dropping your boundaries. You drop your boundaries at home, you're going to start dropping your boundaries out there in the workplace. You're going to start dropping your boundaries at school. You're going to start dropping your boundaries wherever you're doing, you know. It bleeds over. It's a continuum. It doesn't just stop. You can't keep it separate forever. You can't keep it separate forever because sooner or later, people are going to be able to tell. People are going to be able to tell that you're unhappy at home because you're losing deals at work. You're missing important dates and things like that. So many things are happening at once that you don't realize it. You know what I mean? Everything's just banging down at one time. You know what I mean? Everything is happening. All this stuff is going on. And then you end up getting taken advantage of at home. Like, it's going to bleed over. So you have to be the same person you are out there in the real world. You need to be there at home. You need to be there at home. You have to start taking your power back at home. Or you need to separate at home. You know what I mean? So many people want to keep their families together because I guess the image, the optics makes sense. Like, it looks like y'all look like you have a happy family dynamic. You look like you have a strong, healthy family at home. But really at home, you're getting treated terribly. The kids are unhappy. You're unhappy. Y'all just making it work. You can't wait to, you know, you can't, like, it just seems like you leave the house. The home is supposed to be your safe zone. You're supposed to feel like you can do anything at home. You're supposed to feel like you can go home, do what you want to do, say what you want to say, and, you know, just, you know, you're working together. But if you leave, you know, but as soon as you leave that house, you're a totally different person. Like, home is not the safe zone. Home is the zone where your dreams, your feelings go to die. Like, you don't matter. But as soon as you step outside of that, it's like your home is like a, got like a radiation tent over it, you know? But as soon as you step, hey, this is a highly radioactive area. Like, you have to put a hazmat suit on, a narcissistic hazmat suit on to go into the house. But you come out, take it off, you breathe the fresh air, you feel like a totally different person at home, at work, or wherever you're doing, at school, whatever you have going on. You feel like a totally different person because you're free. You're free for that little while. But guess what? When it's time to go home, your energy, near the end of the day, your energy starts getting lower because you know you're going home to some unhappiness. You've been happy at work all day. You've been happy just to be, you might not be happy at work, but you've been happy, you happy to be away from the house. And then guess what? You go home, you get, the clock is ticking, you got to get ready to go home, right? You get ready to go home, the energy drops. That's what I say, like, it's going to bleed over sooner or later. So you have to be, why can't you be the same person? Why does this person matter at home that you might be doing better than? You know what I mean? You actually might be better off career-wise than this person you have at home. Educational-wise than this person at home. Financially, you might be financially better off than the person you have at home. But somehow they telling you what to do because you want to, you trying to make them love you. Everybody else out there in the real world loves you. Why can't this one person, why can't the person you want to love you, right? That's the feeling, correct? Why can't the one person I want to love me? I'm going to try harder. I have to try harder. This is my greatest, this is the greatest negotiation I have to do, is to get my husband or wife to love me. And that's a negotiation you're going to lose if you're dealing with a narcissist. You won't ever win a negotiation. You're going to spend so much time at the negotiating table that you're going to miss out on living your life. Well, y'all, anyways, y'all have to hop off this thing because y'all have one-on-ones coming up today. And I have a special meeting coming up today as well. So thank y'all for tuning in. Like I said, that webinar is going to be amazing. It's going to be awesome. April 6th, April 7th. April 6th. Oh, my goodness. I got the dates mixed up. I think it's April 6th at 7 p.m. I think it's 6, 7. Yeah. April 6th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The webinar, How to Recognize and Overcome Narcissistic Abuse. Link is going to be in the description. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.